Happy, a memoir. The broom, though taller than a smaller self, still could be managed for the simple chores. Sweep neat the cement floor of the garage, near where the hearse was parked, then clean the corner hutch, and everywhere, of tiny, hard, perfectly round pellets left by the pet rabbit who resided there. His name was Happy, and who wouldn't want to stroke his sweet angora fur? Happy also had a job, to fold into himself quite small and wait, we can't say where, until such time as he was pulled and held high like magic from the top hat Daddy wore to do his tricks on stage between the wakes. In between his shows, when life was full of funerals, Happy took his holidays, was left to roam just as he pleased, as if he were a household cat. Who can remember when the rabbit died? It was so long ago. Taken for granted like the drift of ordinary days, passing from sleight of hand to the embalming room. And where is Happy now? You could say dust, dumbfounded by the questioning itself, or living in a rare strobe-lit mirage about a rabbit, downy soft, who waits for magic, crouched beside a hearse in a garage.